Have you ever heard the saying that a person without vision will perish? And if you have heard that saying before, have you ever considered what it actually means? When we don't have a compelling vision for our lives, we can end up going round and round and round the same old circles. This will end up leaving some people sticking in a dead-end job, staying in a completely empty, loveless, lifeless relationship for anything up to a lifetime. And as life coaches, I like to see our role as being conduits and facilitators of change, not creators of change. We're not making people change, we're just simply facilitating change. All right, so here I want to share with you a vision. And I'm going to do so hopefully by sharing with you an old proverb, one that's really, really grounded me and helped me to remain grounded over the years. And it's this. Have you ever heard this saying? Give a man a fish and he will eat for today. Show a man how to catch fish and you'll feed him for a lifetime. And if you've ever heard that saying, have you considered what it actually means? The way I like to look at this idea is that, say, as life coaches or aspiring life coaches or weathered life coaches who've been practicing for years, we can sometimes get so good at doing what we do. Coaching, for example, we could get really, really good at coaching people, taking people through processes and techniques and guiding them, and we can master our communication skills and all this kind of stuff and get really good at giving people fish, metaphorically speaking. And what we can sometimes unknowingly do is end up creating cultures of dependency around us. Now, if you think about this, right, think about what a good parent would look like. Would a good parent just simply be one who hands out to their children every single time their children ask? Say, for example, you've got a boy and a girl, and they're saying, "Mummy, daddy, mummy, daddy, I want a new bike, I want a pony, I want all the sweets in the sweet shop." And you just say, "Yes, dear, yes, dear, yes, dear," and you keep on giving out, and you keep on giving out, and you keep on giving out. What's going to happen when they reach 22, 23, 24, 25, 30? "Mummy, daddy, I want a house, I want a car, I want a this, I want a that." What I'm saying here is that a good parent knows how to teach their child how to be responsible. And in the same way, a good life coach knows how to teach their clients and show their clients how to take greater degrees of responsibility for themselves. Now, this is where many helping professionals and life coaches fail miserably, right? So I'm giving you some insider secrets, even though we're right at the start of the course. Because what many people do is get very, very good and giving out fish, giving out fish, giving out fish, and creating these dependency-based relationships where the clients end up coming back for years to come, completely dependent on whatever it is the life coach is casting out. Now, this is not the vision that I have for you, and I'm hoping that it also isn't the vision that you have for your future clients. Because if we show people how to catch fish, then we can feed them for a lifetime and help them take responsibility for themselves. And when I'm coaching people, and I've been coaching for over a decade now, I always have an end in mind. If you've ever heard that saying, start with the end in mind. So for me, I've always got an outcome that I'm looking to establish, especially when working with people. How I'm going to be gauging my own effectiveness is by asking myself the question, is this person that I'm working with growing in maturity, responsibility, consistency, decisiveness, and ultimately in strength of character? Because some clients are going to come to us and say things like, "I have a feeling, I don't feel very good. Will you make me feel better? Will you help me to feel good?" And this is where coaching really differs and differentiates from various forms of therapy or from counseling. Now, first things first, as life coaches, we can't make people feel anything. Why? Well, I'm going to show you later on in the course how people are responsible for their own emotions and also for creating them, even if they don't understand this. So when we show people how to take greater degrees of responsibility and ownership of their life, they become automatically empowered to become and create the degrees of change that they actually want to see happen. But this, more often than not, isn't really going to happen unless we give our clients a vision for who it is that they can go on to become. All right, now, what isn't written on the board here, and what I just want to add in, is a third level to this proverb, all right? And this one hasn't made it into the history books, but it might do with my name after it, who knows, at some point in the future. Could you imagine how you would feel, in terms of how fulfilled you would feel inside of yourself, if you were to really create change in your society, in your culture, in your hometown, your village, your city, your nation, or even in the world, because of the way in which you lived your life? Could you imagine what making an impact would even look like? Because here's the thing, if we teach, and if we can teach people, how to teach people to fish, we can end world hunger. Think about that, all right? Think about that just for 2 seconds, because I'm going to step across the side of the board and now share with you, or perhaps discuss, what your vision might look like for taking this course, the reason why you are here. I want to ask you right now, have you ever considered what level of impact you personally want to make in life? Now, obviously, having worked in this industry for quite a number of years, I have conversations with a lot of people who've reached the stage where they've taken all the courses, they've read all the books, they're ready for doing something, and the greatest vision that they have is setting up a life coaching practice. They think, well, if I can just go and, you know, get some clients from somewhere, all will be well. Now, this is fine, all right, and that's where I've started. This is where most people start. We've got to earn our stripes somewhere. But at some point, we've got to really have a look at the level of impact we want to make. And what I want to present you with here are the 3 levels of impact. There's the personal impact and transformation, which is where you know, perhaps you're taking this course, impact the quality of your own life, right? You can be impacted within yourself. I'm going to present you with a whole lot of ideas throughout this course that if you apply to yourself, are really going to impact you. I'm not going to change you. You're only going to become changed and impacted if you apply them within yourselves. And what, you know, what's true for you is going to be true for the clients that you go on to work with. Are you with me? We cannot make people change, right? We cannot want more for the people than what they want for themselves. People are either ready to change, and a person will never change in life until their desire to change becomes greater than their desire to remain the same. People will generally never desire to change until they have a vision for their future that's greater than where they are today. Did you catch that one? Don't worry if you didn't, I'll come back to that later on. So, some people in life go through life with a vision, and this is to feel nice, to be okay, to feel at peace within themselves. And whilst that's okay, it's not really particularly meaningful. And what I'm saying is, yes, some people pursue happiness. If you've ever heard the saying, the pursuit of happiness, it's a dream that many people have. And whilst that's okay, it's quite self-centered. It's definitely not meaningful, although it might be meaningful for some people if they've never had happiness before. What I'm going to suggest, that it's not going to provide fulfillment in the long run. All right, why? Because unless we know and are able to see that we're actually making a positive impact in the lives of other people or in the world at large, we're never going to be able to identify that we're actually being valuable in the world. So here's the thing, at some point we've got to move beyond our own selves being impacted, our own personal transformation, and become these conduits of change that are actually facilitating change in other people. Are you with me? And this kind of takes us on to the second level of impact. We are never going to be able to impact other people or facilitate impact in other people beyond that which we ourselves have been impacted. Say, for example, I was to set myself up as a life coach, and you really struggle with your personal finances, i.e. budgeting, you're in and out of debt all the time, and you say, Kane, come and help me with my personal finances, please. You're a life coach, I'm broken, I don't know how to do this, can you help me? Well, you know, I could have all of the tools and all of the techniques and all of the exercises to guide you through, but then what would happen if you were to look at my bank accounts and see that I'm absolutely broke with a couple of £100,000 worth of debt? That doesn't make me particularly credible, does it? Absolutely not. So, it's only when we ourselves are impacted through applying principles in our lives that we're able to guide other people through applying the principles in their lives. They're going to know what questions to ask us, And we're not going to need to remember what the answers are to the questions that they'll ask us because we'll already know, because we've applied the principles that they are looking to apply. Are you with me? All right, so when we move on to the second level of impact, we start impacting other people one-to-one. This is kind of like our training ground. Now, what I'm going to suggest is that this is perfectly amicable. It's brilliant. It's fantastic if we can reach the stage in life where we are impacting other people. We might do so through setting up a coaching practice. But what I want to give you right now is a vision for what you could potentially go on to become on the grandest global scale, if in fact this is something you'd even aspire to do. The third level of impact that you as a helping practitioner or a coach can go on to make is cultural, national, and global impact. Now, am I qualified to talk about this? Well, over the last 10 years, I got into all of this, you know, studied life coaching, NLP, the social sciences, the modern psychologies, cognitive psychology, counseling. I've studied and trained in all of these things. Why? Well, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, because I wanted to understand myself better, more effectively, from the inside out. This is what I wanted to know first. So I was on a personal journey of exploration and growth and all these kinds of things. I was just sick and tired of the way in which I'd previously been living my life. All right, so when I'd spent about four and a half years just immersed in the books and in the various educational establishments, and back then you weren't able to access online training courses like what you're able to today, you know, I would have loved nothing more than to stumble upon someone like me all these years back. Hence the reason, you know, I'm here for you today. But I always had a dream. I always hoped that at some point I'd be able to make a positive difference in the world. Come on, if we're going to be honest, most people do. There's a pretty good chance that you do too. And what I'm saying is that when we just get clear on what our personal vision is, it kind of gives us a reason for keeping on, if that makes sense. Because one thing I'll guarantee you, I'm not the perfect communicator. I'm not the perfect coach, all right? But I am pretty darned experienced, all right? And if you do have a vision for going on and facilitating either cultural, national, or global change, then you can do so through setting up social enterprises, various initiatives, and we can talk about them throughout the course. I've already done all this. I started by being impacted within myself as I applied the principles that I was learning, and then I went on to set up a one-on-one coaching practice, which I operated and worked out of for many years. Beyond then, I got a little bit tired of just working with one person at a time. It was okay. I was giving people a fish, feeding them for a day. I was also showing some people how to fish, teaching them how to fish for a lifetime. But then guess what happened? When I started recording videos like this and creating these online courses, well, you know, I hosted them on the website and the platform that you're watching this through right now, which might be Udemy or Ecology or somewhere like that. And now today I teach people how to teach people how to fish. I'm going to be completely honest with you, all right? This wasn't planned. It was one of the best mistakes that I ever made, but I've gone on to make a global impact. Whether you like this course or whether you don't, there's, I think, around about 75,000 people all around the world now, not just studying this course, but have studied it in the past and are applying the principles. What I'm saying, all right, this isn't about impressing you with what I've done. It's just impressing upon you that the size and the scale of the vision that we have for our future is going to determine the next set of action steps that we take. And it's ultimately going to determine how committed we remain to the process. Are you with me? Now, I'm talking on two different levels here. I'm talking to you personally as an existing life coach or as an aspiring life coach. And I'm also talking about what you need to understand to help you manage your expectations of the clients that you go on to work with. Because if your clients don't have a vision that's much beyond just wanting to feel better within themselves, guess what? There's nothing that you can do for them anyway. Are you with me? Does this make sense? I hope that we've got there in the end. Listen, we're going to wrap this video up for now because I've dropped a whole load of nuggets your way, and I'm hoping that you've perhaps even taken a few notes. If you haven't, just visit the additional downloads materials section of this video, where what you're going to find is it's like a course journal logbook, where what I'm going to urge you to do is, if you download it and print it out, go old school on us, is simply take notes of any aha moments, any little nuggets that are through your way, which is most likely going to be quite a few. And what many people like to do is work through courses like this twice. First time round, just literally allow yourself to benefit from the experience. Just take in as much as what you can. Second time round, take the course from the perspective of looking at how you can take and extract the principles that I'm teaching and start applying them in the context of a coaching practice or a world-changing initiative, if that's even something that you'd be willing to consider. So that's all for now. I look forward to seeing you in the next video, where we're going to start unpacking this little idea in a bit more depth.